Well, Eric.
Yeah.
Thank you for coming in. We brought you in here for your semi-annual review.
Yeah, of course. I wouldn't miss it for the world.
The complaint moderation chip that we installed in your brain.
That brilliant piece of machinery.
It's impressive. Pretty good. So we're just going to ask you a few questions, you know, to sort of determine how it's been working, if it's been affecting your viewpoint in a positive way at all.
Right, go for it.
How have you been lately?
Ryan, I've been peachy. If you asked me how I was, which you just did, I would have to say peachy, which I did, because it's great. I'm awesome.
All right.
It sounds like a big improvement.
Yeah, it definitely does.
I've just been thinking about, like, the world and stuff, and there's nothing... Really, you know, everything's great. I have to change my mindset and be positive, and I am. Everything is great.
All right. Proud of you.
Thanks, man.
That's wonderful. That's wonderful. All right. Next question. Have you seen the election results?
Welcome to Ragnarok, your home of the Nerdpocalypse.
And we're recording free!
Three is the worst sound number!
Alright, welcome back, listeners. This might be tacked on to the very last episode, in which case no time has passed at all.
Wait, let's just...
Welcome back, welcome to another Ragnarok.
You should see if we should add it on to it.
Shut up, Eric! The joke's already been made in the future.
Right, the joke isn't made for them yet, probably. This is brand new. Eric Original, make his vote.
Great!
Wait, wasn't it your original thing, though?
Yeah, but I'm jumping in front of myself.
Shut up, it was my joke. I hate you. Mary dies.
No!
The hole opens in the spaceship and she falls out into space. How does she fall in space? Magic. Yeah, there's magic now. You can blame Mary for that.
Well, you're welcome, and now
you're at Hogwarts.
It's pretty cool, yeah. Magic, you're welcome. Ooh, I'm the best.
Awesome. Wow.
I'm an artificial intelligence, so I don't have any magic.
No, you could do magic.
I don't have many magic.
All right, so welcome back to our Eclipse Phase finale. This is either
Eclipse Mage.
Thank you, guys. This is either being tacked on to the end of the last game, which was called All Good Things, or depending how long this goes, it's going to be its own thing. In which case, it'll be called There and Back Again. So we shall see.
Who knows? Probably you.
Well, it'll depend how long this goes.
A Hobbit's Tale by Bilbo Baggins.
We're off to a great start.
I know. So why don't you guys do a quick introduction of your characters, just in case, or do we want to just go?
My name is Ed. I'm going to come in and go out and shoot it. Eric Mary.
Ryan Bittman.
Wheelchair Jim is Santiago.
Hi, I'm Will, and play Vince Osborne.
I'm Brian Cranston. I'm Damien, and I'm playing Chris.
Okay. So, last game,
if
or
if you don't
just
know who we are, then you shouldn't be listening.
Yeah,
that's not true. This could be their first episode for some reason.
Which is what we said
at the beginning of the previous episode / the beginning of this one.
If this is their first episode, it'll probably also be their last episode.
Yeah.
Also, if this is the first episode and it's tacked on to the other episode, why are they listening at the end of an episode?
They just turned on, like, you know what, I'm going to randomly skip forward.
I always start my podcast going two-thirds of the way through the last episode.
I want to know how it ends before I start this. I mean,
it's like turning to the last page of a book.
And reading the last page.
I would be really impressed if this got tacked on at the end that they managed to find this exact moment.
That's where they just... Okay, so...
I'd be surprised how many times it's happened to me.
Last game, you guys...
Or last part of this game.
Or previously, because it has either been 2 weeks or 2 seconds.
We're gonna keep doing this.
Ryan, if it's been 2 seconds, maybe just cut all this shit out.
No! This is authentic, man. You're in for the real Ragnarok experience. Only on Ragnarok.com! Ragnarok presents us!
I actually don't think you should cut it out.
Listeners, you're in too deep.
Eric, you could stop screaming and frothing at them now.
Don't tell me what to froth!
I think he can stop screaming, but I don't think he can stop frothing at the mouth.
That's what rabies does.
We're in the weird part of Ryan's brain.
All right, so, last game, you guys travel to the gigantic alien megaship that was hurtling towards the solar system. Just before you thought Elizabeth was about to crash you into it, you just sort of passed through it.
You're welcome.
And landed. The super intelligence that is the ship... confronted you then.
And we named him Sparkle.
You named the alien superintelligence Sparkles.
And he was okay with that, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
He liked it.
The Elizabethan. So you... He accidentally destroyed your ship because the AI tried to probe him and he overreacted. And then he told you that the last time that happened was when Steel uploaded a computer virus that was slowly taking over his systems.
Oh, yeah.
And you fought the physical manifestation of the virus, which...
I lost my skin. Again.
Did you? Yeah, you got, like, acid or something.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that thing was all that armor I spent money on.
Yep. Gone. Maldonado
also.
Yes, Maldonado.
Again!
So you guys managed to defeat the physical manifestation of the virus.
Oh, no, which I'm was not a, married anymore.
Which was a giant... No, Chris, you're married to Chris now.
Oh, okay. No, I was married to Chris.
I'm glad that didn't just get stuck on
it. I thought it would be pretty angry.
Not as angry as Sarah would have been.
I was like, oh,
what do you mean I'm married to Chris
that's
now?
That's a little snug. Uh-oh.
You think it was stuck for a second?
Now, for a very, very short moment, I was like, oh, maybe I shouldn't have done that. And then I pulled it right back immediately. Like, oh,
listeners, Chris just took Ed's wedding ring off his finger and put it on. That's what
I also love the idea that you can be you can switch spouses.
That's just whoever wears the ring. That's
right. Yes.
What do you think they're for, Ryan? They tether you together. Anyway,
this way.
So you defeated the physical manifestation, which was a giant monstrosity made of a hotel building that was like 5 stories tall,
and like some of us were like impaled on the tree or something.
Yes, there was a horrible nightmare crucifixion tree outside because. The hotel, the virus tried to, well, we'll get to that.
It was Eric's favorite trade.
So the very last thing that happened was Sparkles came back since you managed to destroy the virus. He was able to reclaim the area that you're in, and he used his nanoscopic body / ship to heal all of you. So all your damage is gone. Your armor's all repaired.
Not your stress.
Can't you take apart my brain and put it back together in the shape of a well-adjusted person's brain?
I am very stressed.
I am 99% certain I have a strong enough grasp of the human brain to do that.
No, I'm
all right
with that.
I'm not a human.
I fell too far.
What about an artificial intelligence brain?
So,
thank you.
You don't get an answer.
No. all right. So he said. So you guys are standing there. You feel this flood of nanites fill your lungs. It's like it's like breathing in smoke for a second, and your whole body just sort of tingles, and you feel your bones and muscles and everything being knit back together.
How did I not have any damage?
Probably because
we erased it at the end of the game.
Or not the end of the game.
End
of last session.
I erased my damage. You could say I'm three away from going crazy.
So you feel, and then the nanites just sort of you exhale, and all those nanites leave you. Your armor's repaired. All your wounds are healed. You feel great physically, mentally. Some of you are a little.
I'm very bad.
You could probably use a vacation.
Yeah.
I am cuckoo.
Sparkles is standing there. He's wearing his suit and his hat.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, Elizabeth's met her. Sorry, her past.
He's a very good
look.
You don't remember what it was.
The stress, though.
Yeah. Like, but there was something about it that really freaked you out.
Yeah, Sparkles, good luck.
She inverted
that hat. I mean, I've had it the entire time you've been here.
I know, just...
But thank you.
Very striking.
When you got here, I scanned your memories and saw that this was a very fashionable accessory, so I figured I'd give it a shot.
You pull it off much better than Dr. Fitz.
Oh, thank you.
Dr. Fitz.
No offense, thank you. He does.
Well...
I have a problem.
Oh, what?
You scanned our brains and came up with what would be the most fashionable, and you're not wearing anything that I've ever worn.
Well, he maybe fashion is different for the male than for the female. I'm sure if he was female, he would have copied one of us.
He chose the hat.
I mean, he's an ancient alien god being. He can choose to be whatever he likes.
Yeah, he seems...
I'm just a little insulted.
What about my robot princess dress I had?
You saw the water dress,
I think
dress,
you're all focusing on the wrong things here, guys.
Definitely working on the wrong things.
Wait, I know how to solve this. And Sparkles just melts. Like the nanites that are making up his body just sort of fall away, but then there's just a glowing sphere there again.
What you guys did?
There.
Well, I actually like this. I'm good. I'm all of you.
What is he now?
He's just a glow. He's just a sphere. It's like basketball size. No.
Oh.
Floating at about head height for what most of you.
I actually
really like it. I especially like the swirling eighth color in the center that I've never seen before.
Ah, yes.
I miss the hat.
Oh, fuck, what is it called?
Octarine.
Octarine, yeah.
Octarine?
Yes.
What is that from?
It's from The Color of Magic.
It's from the Discworld series. The first book is about the color of magic, and the color of magic is the eighth color on the spectrum.
That only wizards can see.
And it's octarine.
Wizards and mantis shrimp.
Yes. All right, so, he says, I guess you guys probably want to go home.
This might be a good idea.
Okay, I could send you, but it'll be a little easier for closer to the power source. Do you mind if we head over there?
Sure, why not?
What is the power source?
That bus you were riding before reappears.
Oh.
Oh, man, now I kind of wish I had arms. An arm extrudes from the glowing sphere. It's over there, and he points, and the light, because as we said, to remind you guys, it's sort of like a featureless gray plane in every direction, but it's like dusk light. It's just this bluish light everywhere, and he points to the source of the light. There's something floating maybe 100 kilometers away that's giving off the light. You can't really make out what it is. It seems to be like an oval shaped thing.
All right.
Sure, let's go to the power source. What's the worst that can happen? I mean,
it's fine. I'm not.
Can I give you a list of the things that can happen?
No, I'm good.
I think we're all silently running through them in our heads, Elizabeth. That's fine.
Ed, stop sticking your fingers into the Coke bottle before they get stuck.
Too late.
Yeah.
Now you're married to the Coca-Cola company.
Come on, Ed, grow up. It's not a wedding ring.
His name is now Ed Sprite.
No, Ed Fresca.
This really is Mexican Coke. So wouldn't I be
El Sprite?
Oh, Senorita Cress.
Got it.
All right. So you guys all get on the bus?
Sure.
All right. So you get on. The bus starts rolling again, speeding across the featureless plane.
I'm sitting in the back. So
or the ship is moving around you. It's hard to tell.
There's motion.
Yes, there is momentum.
That's all I know. That's all I care
about. It only takes you a few minutes to get there. The bus stops. He goes, oh, okay, here we are. It's easier not to have to siphon power all the way across the ship to do a teleportation thing like this. Do any of you look up?
Yeah, sure.
Yeah.
So
suggested it.
You look up and you see. It's hard to make out at first, but
no, I'll show you. It's not
pretty much all of you have enhanced vision, so it takes your eyes a second to adjust. And what you thought was from farther away was an oval is actually two bluish spheres. Spinning around each other incredibly fast. Like, so fast, it almost looks just like a torus, like a donut. You can barely make out the fact that it's actually two things.
Is that, like, infinite perpetual motion type of deal going on right there, up there?
No. Perpetual motion is impossible. It's two neutron stars orbiting each other. Their gravitational waves power everything.
Because everything, the perpetual motion was impossible.
Everything on the ship or everything?
Oh, good. Neutron star.
Yes, that powers the entire universe.
That's the stupidest thing I've ever heard.
I'm confused about the stupid question or the sarcastic answer, if that was a sarcastic answer.
I was giving it a shot. Did it work?
Yes.
Okay. No, that's just powers rude. Made. Well, sorry. I wanted to try out sarcasm while I still have a personality.
I think you're off to a good start.
Yeah, that was really good.
Well, thanks.
That's better.
Yeah.
That was getting better at it.
Really?
Better with practice.
So before you guys go, I can help you out a little bit, if you want. Some of you, anyway.
How so?
Well, Santiago, I can fix that virus inside you.
What, for reals? Like, no foolies?
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, I could get rid of it entirely if you want, or I could tweak it so it won't mutate you in 75 years.
It would probably be good for you.
That might actually be great.
It's finding your birth. Maybe it could mutate you into something really awesome.
I don't know if I want to mutate at all. I kind of like being, semi-normal.
Well, one or the other. Either I can get rid of it entirely, in which case you won't mutate, but your transformation, you lose your psychic powers.
Your transformation party had gun emplacements hidden around the room, just in case you shifted into something horrible.
No, definitely get...
Or you could keep your psychic powers and just not turn into a horrible monster.
Ooh.
Or not, I don't know.
That's a tough one.
Can he keep his psychic powers and choose what he turns into?
I don't think so. The virus, like, hasn't even decided itself.
You said you could tweak it.
Right. It's basically a random number generator inside.
It picks a number from 1 to 20. There are 20 different things you can shift into.
Oh, Elizabeth.
Yes?
I can unlock you if you want.
That's supposed to mean
unlock.
Well, you're constrained. What's the human term for it?
Chained.
Seed. I could make you into a seed AI so that you could improve yourself and grow.
Hmm.
Like Strapper. Well, not right now. You're kind of not. You'd be like me and Strapper.
Except you would never have to leave your brain in a bus station locker. No, I gave it to, what's her face?
Elise.
I gave it to Elise.
Well, I mean, you could if you wanted to.
Can I still be more into my
bus station?
No, I didn't. I almost did.
Oh, I mean, for now,
I think
you would
threw it in a garbage
pile
one time, didn't we?
Yeah.
Or was that your entire head?
That was my entire head.
Into my self-morph.
You could put a fork of yourself into it.
That's basically
what Strapper is right now.
Elizabeth.
Would the other Elizabeths be okay with that?
Elizabeth, if you don't mind my saying,
uh-huh.
I would like you to consider that though you are nothing like the Elizabeth that we encountered, you do have that potential inside you somewhere. The experiences that Elizabeth had led her to become a, for lack of a better term, a killer, a monster. She wanted to destroy everything. That means that we all have a monster inside of us. And you know what your monster is.
I have a literal monster inside of me.
I could have 20 monsters.
I would hate for you to lose yourself.
And abuse you to the monster.
And
that's something to me, but I would be now infinite knowledge.
What does being a talk from like the monster think?
It is possible. Mm-hmm. I am concerned that infinite knowledge would lead you to the invariable conclusion that humanity doesn't have the right to exist.
Well, I mean, now I'm a little offended.
And Strapper, I think
humanity has every right to exist. You guys are great.
Let's not get too carried away.
On the whole.
You
mean,
are you saying that Strapper should not be going to a seed AI then either?
I'm saying that any being with unlimited knowledge and power, I am not saying
it comes great responsibility
that you don't have the right or that you shouldn't. What I am saying is that I do not think that you will be yourselves anymore. You will be very different. It's inevitable. And if that is your choice...
Well, Stardust, having changes in their life, I mean, look at you. In the short time, you went from Bull to Stardust.
Back to Tiffany. Oh, wait, was I not supposed to say that?
What?
Well, I mean, I scanned your brain. You're kind of Tiffany again.
I still...
Stardust Tiffany...
Yeah, I still prefer Stardust. I think that I'm a whole other person. Tiffany was a bitch.
Yeah.
Not always.
I could undo that whole blackface thing, if you want. Black skin dye.
I kind of like it. Maybe make it a little more, like... Maybe it can just be changing colors.
Tiffany, then... I mean, Stardust, then, in your own logic, then, you have the potential to be a bitch. Like Tiffany.
We all have...
She was a bitch and changed to a better...
We all have the potential to become monsters. We all have the potential to change. Taking something on like becoming a seed AI.
Real loose stuff like skin.
Is a decision that will undoubtedly change who you are. If that is your, if that's what you want, then that's what you should do. I just think that you should be aware that it will undoubtedly change who you are.
Well, you don't have to decide right now. So, you two, the sphere can't point.
We had the Elizabeth, arm before.
It grows arms again.
When you said that it had an arm, I pictured like a cheesy Monty Python animated arm, like animated by Terry Gilliam.
No, it's just his arms from earlier. Okay. It's arms from earlier. So you two.
Now I'm picturing a Geodude.
For a second, he points, and then they just retract back in. So this whole ship, everything was supposed to go to Steel. But he didn't come through on his end of the bargain, and also he's insane. So I'm not giving that to him. I'm passing straight through this system. There's another star about 5 light years away that is in an unpopulated system. I'm going to detonate the seed bomb there and turn that into a Matryoshka brain. If you want, that could be your Matryoshka brain.
What do you mean?
I'll give them the me. They can upload themselves into not unlimited processing power, but turn a whole star system into a computer. You can get quite a few, quite a bit of power out of that.
Why, sisters?
I mean, you could bring them with you if you want.
I mean, I just reunited with them. I can't leave them.
No, I mean, I said, you don't have to decide now. He, a map of the solar system, a holographic map, just sort of comes up out of the floor. And there's a little glowing blip outside the boundary. So this circle is the Oort cloud. We're here. And then a line projects through and kind of cuts across, like, the outer edge. You see, it almost grazes Pluto's orbit. Like, it's just sticking to the outer solar system. So I've adjusted my course so that we can go this way. But, so I'm going to be passing through the solar system. That's going to be the last spot. That's about 8 months out. So if you guys want, just be there in 8 months, and I'll just pick you up. Give you time to decide. You can talk to your sisters. You can get your seed back, Strapper, if you want.
Well, thank you. Thank you, Sparkle.
I mean, because if it's not you, it's just going to be me, and I've got plenty of stars running me right now. So always good to welcome a new neighbor to the community. I mean, you would be joining the interstellar, civilization that we have. Which is pretty cool.
Sounds cool.
So, Santiago, decision?
I think I want to be cured.
Entirely?
Yeah. It's probably for the best. Will it make the voices go away?
I don't think so.
Have there been voices this entire time?
Yeah, sometimes I didn't know if you guys were talking to me or if something else was talking to me. There's been times where I've kind of wandered off and...
That's terrifying. Thank you for waiting this long to tell me.
I want to tell you, haven't you noticed that nobody else has ever directly addressed Fitz?
No, I'm just kidding.
I'm just kidding. No, Fitz is real.
Strapper reaches over and gives Fitz like a poke.
So Santiago, the nanites sort of come up out of the floor again and swirl around.
Of course, I'm real. Watch. Oh.
The people listening, he enjoys himself with some more.
Yeah. And you feel that tingling all over you again. And then you hear a voice in your head. Actually, I might be able to get rid of that if you want.
Did you?
Oh, no, that's me. The orb talks. Wait, sorry, realize probably not the best way to do that.
Yeah.
Yes, I can get rid of the voices in your head.
Oh, did you just say in his head?
Yeah.
Yes.
All right, so your head gets like hot. Like you, for a second, you have the worst migraine that you have ever had.
While this is happening, I'm going to send a personal message to Strapper. Try your invisibility cloak.
Yeah, I'll do it.
Okay. So, like, you close your eyes. It just hurts.
I probably, curl.
Yeah, yeah. And then it passes, and the pain quickly fades.
Strapper's gone.
And you feel you don't have your abilities anymore. Like, you could... You feel the change. You don't know right away if your schizophrenia is gone, because that doesn't come up as much, but you look around and make a perception check with minus 30 because of Strapper's invisibility cloak. Oh, no, you're standing still, right?
Yeah.
So he's just, yeah.
Oh, I got 11 out of...
Well, he critted, so.
Yeah. So for a second you panic because Strapper's gone, and... You think that for a second you think that he was an hallucination, and then you see Stardust kind of giggle, and there's a shimmer where Strapper was just standing, and you realize he's under his invisibility cloak.
Oh, that wasn't nice. It was mildly entertaining, but it wasn't nice.
We are bad people.
Yeah.
We are really bad people.
Still think humanity's good.
I am so sorry.
Yeah, that was look on his face, that was funny.
Well, I mean,
we've done far worse to Fitz.
Yes, you removed my skin.
Yeah, you did.
He's still bitter about that one.
Very.
I
can understand.
I mean, I've never had skin, but I can imagine having it removed.
I'm rather attached to my skin. I would be rather
just
angry
myself. Just out of curiosity, if you wanted to, could you, make yourself a person whose skin was removed?
Yeah.
I don't.
I'm not going to.
I wouldn't recommend it.
Because then you might, Fitz. Go crazy and destroy everything like you did with the ship.
I'm not going to do that.
Fitz, this is my gift to you. We are all swarmed with nothing. We're skinless and screaming for a second and then again.
Nah.
He was thinking about it.
Yeah.
Well, I'm in a...
I don't want any more stress.
I have no skin.
This is my gift to you. Perma skin.
I have no skin. I don't currently have.
He's not a mirror.
Yeah.
Well,
your
right.
skin can never be burned off, ever.
Is there anything else I can do for the rest of you?
I can't think of anything else. So,
is there any way you could make sure that everybody in the system sees this video?
What video?
This XP. That whole XP that we put together of Armand LaFleur selling his daughter into slavery and everything.
Oh, yeah, I could do that. I mean, not right now. I have to get a little closer, but when I'm passing through, I could do that. Yeah.
And let's tack on to the end that his daughter would later go on to become a firewall agent.
Oh, okay. Yeah, sure.
Hold that thought. Maybe. Are you planning to make first contact at all? Because, beaming a horrific XP of someone getting sold into slavery is the first interaction you have with transhumanity is probably not...
Maybe that doesn't have to be your first thing.
Like, they might read into that a bit much.
Well, I can mask it so it doesn't seem like it's coming from me. That's easy.
Oh, okay.
I mean, I was just going to try to avoid... I mean, you're probably going to detect me once I start barreling through the solar system.
We've already detected you, haven't we?
Some people have. But I was just going to send a non-threatening message saying, I'm just passing through. I mean, you guys don't have any weapons that could stop me, so...
Honestly,
I'm not really worried
I don't
about
know
that.
If you should even say anything. We might just try to shoot you down. Not us, but...
Certainly not us.
Well, I'm just a little concerned that it's going to create a whole bunch of fear to suddenly have an alien ship just pass through with absolutely no word.
It's true.
Yeah, just that like would a, definitely cause more
can
panic.
You disguise
if
yourself?
If he says, I'm just passing
don't
through,
know
not at this
we
speed.
We couldn't say something before you showed up.
I mean, you could try. I don't know if anyone's going to listen, but you could
who
certainly
are
try.
We're ex-firewall.
I'm some.
We're technically
someone who's going to take an XP of this.
Technically non-people.
Well. Anyway.
I'm a loss. People don't trust me to begin with.
We'll do our best.
Well, not anymore.
Well, I would appreciate that.
I'm still a loss. I don't have my issues, but...
You still have your issues. You just don't have your Watts McCloud infection.
Yeah.
No, you lose your insanities too.
I mean, he's probably still a little bit upset.
Who is?
Like James is probably like. Oh, I'm well adjusted now.
Yeah.
No, not at all.
He doesn't hear the voices in his head anymore.
I'm still terribly perturbed.
You're still a psychopath.
Yeah.
You lived 18 years in the 3-year time frame in a murder simulation.
Yeah.
Yeah, but the thing is, regardless of I'm not going to turn to a monster, I'm still a lost, so people wouldn't take my...
Oh, yeah, they would just kill him anyway.
Yeah, they wouldn't take my word for anything. Regardless, well, firewall or not.
I wouldn't let anybody kill you.
I appreciate that.
Okay, so I could send you back basically anywhere you want in the system, but if I can make a suggestion, someone's going to have to do something about that steel guy.
Oh, yeah, we still need to deal with
that. He definitely needs to go.
That's entirely up to you. But
would be the best place for us to go to just pop him?
I mean, I could send you right to him if you want.
Why don't we put Elizabeth in these big guns and she just launches missiles at his ship?
What guns?
I don't know. We can make guns.
Okay. Is there any way that you can send us to Steel and perhaps fashion some sort of missile battery for Elizabeth and have her just outside of the area? Looking out for your sister.
Thank you.
Well, from my reading, Steel is still embedded in an asteroid. If I send you there, then Elizabeth and a missile battery on the outside would probably kill all of you if she started firing on it.
What about some sort of smaller missile turret within the construct that she can fire at him?
Well, again, probably... It would reach the atmosphere, and we would, all.
Yeah, again, more likely to just kill all of you.
It was more effective than me just putting a missile better, just destroying everything.
I think I could do that.
Yeah, I suppose we could do that.
So you just want a missile battery, the whole thing?
I feel guilty about that. I shouldn't.
I think why would you feel guilty about that?
Take him out. Steel has, used us as instruments against our will, used us to incubate an alien consciousness.
He killed most of my family.
No, he didn't.
Raised all the Damians, you said, except six.
No, he didn't.
No, that was Elise, really.
Oh, well, then that's the one I want to kill.
Well, you could do that, too.
Whoa. Elise just outed Firewall. She didn't...
And Elise is a reason all Elizabeth...
Yeah, you said Proxy went and erased Damien, his backups.
Armella.
Well, what happened? All right.
No, because there was the Firewall purge. So Elise outed Firewall, including all of the other Damians. And they were rounded up and executed.
Like, most as Elizabeth.
Yeah.
Okay.
So Firewall agent is dead or in deep cover hiding.
It's Elise's fault because Elise only did that
because of Steel. So it's technically Steel's fault.
Well, then Damien's both of them.
There's plenty of blame to go around.
Steel overstepped and destroyed that habitat, or and really had Lucas destroy it.
Yeah.
He's lobotomized, yes?
He's weakened. He's like Strapper. He's a fork of his full self. But he has more intact than Strapper does.
We need some.
Is there any way for him to become whole again?
Is there a way? Yes. I don't know if he has it. I'm not there.
We need to find a way to erase Steel.
Missile battery just blowed up.
That would just blow him up. That wouldn't.
There's no guarantee that that's the only instance of him.
Well, you guys know that. As far as you know, that is the last instance of him because he's basically been on the lam since the purge.
We knew that from the start that he was only a Delta Fork or something.
This ship that you're on was his plan to rebuild himself, basically.
Okay. So that body is his only... That's all that's left of him.
So we need a way to erase him and then blow him up.
No, you just need to kill him.
We just need to kill him, and then he shouldn't be a problem.
And erase him.
You objected.
Strapper, what do you suggest instead of killing him? What?
Wait, why don't you feel guilty?
I don't think we should. I don't think we shouldn't kill him, but I think we should at least offer him the chance to make amends and go peaceably. I don't know
what out. What out does he have? Honestly,
if you ask me, he's lost his chance.
I'm oddly not in favor of just jumping to murder. But I would like us to have some sort of alternative if we're going to offer him an alternative.
It's, we're going to say surrender? I mean, like, what is that going to do? I mean,
he's treacherous. If we don't, he's just going to bide his time until he can find some other way to weasel out.
Instead of coming up with reasons to kill him, let's give Strapper a chance to come up with a reason to not kill him.
He was the one who listed all the reasons to kill him.
Strapper,
I
don't mean to put all the pressure on you, but...
I don't know, honestly.
If you really do feel this strongly, well, let's come up with alternatives.
It was Firewall's policy to neutralize existential risks, and Steel could easily become that.
You can make the argument he already is.
Right.
I would make that argument.
Technically, and no offense meant to you, Sparkle, but you could be an existential threat.
Oh, yeah, totally.
Considering you've been bragging that we have no weapons that can destroy you and...
Oh, no, I didn't mean that.
No, I understand, I understand.
Okay. And again, no offense, but he did call him and talk to him and sort of make a deal.
Yeah, well, the original deal wasn't for the solar system. It was for the ship. Basically what I offered you two, that he corrupted it.
But Steel wanting the ship probably is an existential threat.
And then you're left with the old problem of the AI in the box. There's really no way for you to know whether the AI is honestly telling you what its intentions are or just socially engineering you to
get out. That's a pretty good way to tell. It's lying to us.
That's an assumption you could make.
It's been lying to us from the beginning. Why would it change?
Well, as Elizabeth's pointed out, people can change.
Well, if he only has part of himself, how could he change?
Damien, if people don't change, then that means that Gore and you are the same person.
And Elizabeth, your sister,
that's not what that means at all. Gore changed quite a bit,
yes.
And now he's not me.
Exactly. So people change.
Actually,
Elizabeth changed, you changed, I changed.
Each Damien I've met has been a different personality, so I don't want to go on with saying that, like, you know, changed. I mean, they were just...
sort of started at different places.
Yeah.
I'm just saying that Strapper's right. There is a possibility that Steel is redeemable, but is there a way for us to know that? A risk we're willing to take?
I don't think there is a way for us to know that.
And it's not a risk I'm willing to take.
He's reinstantiated us how many times and just got us killed how many times?
Three that you know of.
Yeah.
Well, two before this. This, you're on number three now.
As far as we know.
And each time, trying to incubate something that he would use to end the world. The universe.
Dr. Fitz, your opinion weighs very heavily on my choices. Please. Please shed some light on the situation.
You're a doctor, right? You should have some moral code.
Mm. Yeah, the hypocrite.
A hypocritical oath.
That's the one that fits to.
Why don't we read Fitz some Rousseau quotes? And
the hippopotamus oath is mine. It's all about jumping over. Oh, I skipped philosophy class.
We have to
Ryan, can you pour me one of them cups?
We have to do something.
Yes.
We're going to do that thing with the thing and the guy in the thing.
All right, let's put it to a vote.
We should stop steal.
Let's put it to a vote.
Well, when you put it that way.
Great, yeah.
All in favor of killing steel, say aye.
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 Yeah, I've gone this far, so yeah, aye.
Well, that's it, then.
I feel that really is our only option, honestly. If we give him the opportunity to change, he could change to something worse. We've seen what's happened.
All opposed?
So it seems like
5 for killing and 2 abstaining.
Mm-hmm. I'm opposed.
Okay.
I will go with the consensus if that's what everyone else wants, because I do see your point. There's no way to see whether or not he's actually changed.
I mean, we are
betting the entire future of transhumanity on it.
I mean, we'll go, we'll talk to him, and then if, you know, comes down to it, we'll shit it at the fan, but I feel like that's going to be our only...
I'm all in favor of the plan of going and talking to him.
Talking will do nothing but allow him to weasel his way out of what needs to be done.
My thought on this is, can anybody come up with anything that we can say to him or that he can say to us that will change what we need to do? We can all agree that he needs to be stopped. Correct?
Yeah. Yes.
Is there anything that we can say or that he can say that will make us feel he's stopped sufficiently?
I personally wouldn't trust a word out of his mouth.
The reason we fear him is that you don't think of him as human.
No. That has nothing to do with viewing him as human or not.
The reason I fear him is my past experiences involving him.
Yeah. He has sort of been terrible.
Oh. You're not human, and I don't fear you.
Anyone who's done that is a monster.
Bitman is going to implant Maldonado into my brain and send me to kill his enemies.
Boss, do you think he's going to want to...
Sparkle's not human, and he's pretty cool.
I don't think Bitman.
Do you think Steel's going to want to talk to us? Considering the fact that we've been out of contact with him for
a year. If it buys him time, I absolutely think he'll want to talk to us.
Yeah, but we haven't reported...
He will definitely want to talk to us.
We have not reported it since the day we left.
His one consensus is fear of death. He'll talk to us.
He might have already received us many times. We don't even know.
If he has no choice, then... If the only other choice is talk to us or death, then he would definitely talk to us.
But he would say anything to avoid death.
True.
So...
Am I wrong? Is it a possibility he's already re-sleeved us multiple times?
That doesn't change anything.
There could be 2 or 3 groups of us coming after us to kill us.
Because we don't report it.
I feel like I've gone through that once before.
Yes, I have, too.
So, the question stands. Is there anything he... we've heard from Mary, we've heard from Damien, we've heard... from Dr. Fitz. Is there anything that he can say that will change what needs to be done?
The fact is, he is very intelligent. He could always use that intelligence to help transhumanity.
I don't believe he will.
Here's the thing. He's a fractured being. Like, he was once whole, and his whole was corrupted, and then he's now fractured.
I'm sorry.
I get it.
I'm sorry, I'm very mature.
I'm sorry.
What is it, a South Park video game?
Yes, his whole has been corrupted.
You guys are so mature.
That's the title of the new video, South Park video game. Fractured but whole.
Yes. His whole... Oh.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, I didn't know that either.
Yeah. His whole has been corrupted.
Okay, sorry.
I just want to know if there's any going back. And if there isn't, then we go and we kill him.
I think we're beating a dead horse. Let's just go kill him.
I think we should offer him the opportunity to surrender. 100%.
And what are we going to do with him if he surrenders? It's not like we can imprison him anywhere.
I don't know.
what are we gonna do? Give them up to the authorities and let them do whatever? Like they'll come out and do.
We can work that out. He downloads himself.
Is there a place that you could keep him?
Why would he want?
No, because I'm not going to exist much longer.
Oh, you're going to die when you crash the ship.
Yeah.
Oh.
I'm just a. I'm a stray thought. Like I said, I'm not an entity.
But no. You. I mean.
Yeah.
He's another universe. He's a fairy.
Oh, the full me.
Yeah.
Oh, I don't really have physicality. And I don't want to upload someone like Steel to a cloud because.
It's not dangerous. Well,
yeah.
It's corrupt.
You can see, you saw what happened.
So there's no place we can put him that's safe.
Not at all.
I think.
So killing him might actually be the most kind thing we can do.
I think that's what must
be
done.
The most safe place is on Asteroid where he can't get off. And he can't barcast or anything.
You could try to lock him away.
He's stuck on an asteroid.
Well, I mean, he could get a ship out of character. He can get a ship. He's not stuck there.
Would something like Elizabeth's basement hold him?
No.
If we jam all his transmissions out, and he's just
baby's basement,
still get a ship.
I would think
someone
like,
could show up. There's no guarantee that it's going to be isolated forever.
Yeah. Strapper's thought was that we could download him onto like a drive, and he would just be in cold storage.
You could do that.
I'm not
What if some idiot comes across that thing and just uploads them?
Or just someone who doesn't know what it is and opens it up to see what's in there.
Well, that's why I said some idiot.
Well, then one of us.
We wouldn't exactly leave it by the side of the road.
Well, I'm not saying.
It doesn't mean someone wouldn't steal it.
Yeah, or like one of us gets killed with it on us, or you never know.
I consider me convinced. The best thing our best course of action is to kill him, because. You're right. There's nothing that he can say to us that will prove that he's changed or has the capacity to change. There's no place that we can safely keep him, even if he did surrender.
Even if it's 1,000 years. In 1,000 years, somebody could come along and wake him up. And, hey, we might still be around.
So we decided then. Is that correct? Is there anyone who's still... Elizabeth? I'm not the type to normally jump to murder, but in this situation...
It's not really murder. It's more self-defense. We're killing him before he can kill us again.
Killing is killing.
More like deleting.
Yes, it's more like deleting.
The final deletion.
Killing is killing, and telling yourself otherwise is...
We all have to start going by our middle names.
Brother.
Denial.
Man, characters I've destroyed in World of Warcraft, jeez. Neat.
So I'm sending you...
To White Castle, yes.
Elizabeth,
it's White Castle.
Yeah, that's where we're going.
Elizabeth, I think... I want to hear you say... I want this to be unanimous. But if you can't get involved... If you can't be involved in this or you can't get on board, then I need to know... We need to know that, too.
You know what? Send me to Super Fun Time. I'm just going to live the rest of my life in an arcade.
Live in Hollywood lands.
The only thing that could possibly solve this problem is trust, and I'm afraid that we just don't have that.
I mean, I can make you an air gap drive if you want to try to upload them to it.
Can you make me a man?
Actually, no, that would be bad. The nanomolecules would break down faster than an actual drop would. If you had some, like, raw matter, I could fashion it.
Is there any real difference between killing him and putting him in cold storage for eternity?
Apart from the chance that he might escape and come for revenge?
Exactly. That's my question. Is there any difference between putting him in cold storage and killing him, other than the fact that he might get better from one?
So you mean other than the fact that in one you kill him and in the other he doesn't die?
No. The...
If he's locked away in cold storage for the rest of his life...
If he's locked,
cold storage is like he closes his eyes.
Right. If he's locked away in cold storage forever and he doesn't get woken up, it's no different than if he's dead.
Right. But you said he could get better, which would imply...
Yeah.
The only...
That was just a temporary idea that I had. I figured, like, we could work out some way to, you know... Then you run into the old AI in the box problem, where you have an AI and you ask it, are you an evil, corrupt AI that's going to destroy the world? If yes, then we're not going to let you out of this box... It has a very vested interest in convincing you that it is not that thing.
It's like Demolition Man, where they cryo-freeze all their prisoners and just put them through therapy.
What?
Except without the therapy.
Except without the therapy.
Yeah.
What's Demolition Man? The movie.
Is that in character or out?
In character.
Oh, it's okay. A movie. I was about to get really mad at you for a second.
It's a movie.
I love that movie.
In character. Wait, what's Demolition Man?
I love that movie.
Will is the best. Will, you're the best.
Thank you.
You're around. One sentence is in character. Next sentence is out of character.
Same voice.
We have no idea.
When Will's awake, he makes great contributions.
All right, I really think we need to decide, people.
I think we're decided.
I have decided.
There's only one person who hasn't said anything, and that's Elizabeth.
My opinion on the matter is so strong that I will actively oppose you bringing him out.
So I think we're just waiting on Elizabeth. Well, Stardust seems to be waiting for your opinion.
Sorry for all the sounds.
I couldn't have done that over there.
No.
It's an important decision.
By the mic when he does things.
And I don't want to go into this unless we're all agreed.
What does that mean?
Nothing.
Okay.
So someone say, someone...
I'm going... To go kill him, one way or the
you
other.
Put me in a missile battery. I will lock on the cord into the thing, and they'll destroy it.
Okay. I mean, if I put them inside, then you're going to kill them. Or I could just put you all in the missile battery.
Well, I figure that would be the better idea.
You could just put Elizabeth in the missile battery and send us somewhere else once we see that it's destroyed.
But you wouldn't be able to see it's destroyed.
It would take a while, but we're not going to record it and send it back to us. It would take about a year
to get here.
I mean, in our conversation, I don't see a point of having a conversation with Steve.
Yeah, that's what I'm getting around to as well.
Okay, so let's go blow him up.
All right. So, just missile battery and...
Yeah, put all of us in a missile battery and we'll watch it explode.
Okay. So if you two are at those coordinates, you know, in 8 months, he sends you the coordinates and he gives you, like, an exact timer, like, this is when I'm going to be there.
Oh, Strapper and Elizabeth?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
Well, thank you all, again.
Well, thank you. Hey, I really don't know how to thank you enough.
Mm-hmm.
Don't worry about it. Tit for tat, right?
Yeah.
As humans say that?
I something like that.
Not anymore, but yes.
Oh, well, one of you. Oh, Mary had it in her head.
Oh, yes, yes.
Oh, just quick question before we go. Show of hands, how many people think we're going to go into the missile battery, blow them up, and it'll be over and we'll all be fine?
Me.
Okay.
Okay.
That's why I love you, Elizabeth. You're an optimist. Thank
you. All right. So this can be a little odd. So... You know,
you say that, so now I know it's going to be like a million times more odd than what you're actually...
Well, I mean, I do have to deconstruct your molecules and send you across the solar system and then reconstruct them.
Oh, so will we be the same people when we get to the other side? Because...
I mean, most people think you are.
That's pretty much what...
The transporter paradox from Star Trek.
Yeah. That's pretty much what they theorize happens when you travel through a Pandora gate, and we've done that twice already.
Oh. That's the out of character, there's the question. Does the Star Trek transporter transport you, or is it just a murder machine? Where it kills you and then builds a new you on the other side.
I'm getting flashbacks now of that Pandora gate.
Oh, yeah.
If it breaks you down, then conceivably,
it could keep your particles in the matter stream and then reform you when you come back.
But you have memories from the surface where you transported, so you're not the same person.
Right. That's true.
Yeah, yes. It's a whole... Yeah. All right.
The Pandora gate made me fairly dark.
I know. But it didn't make you afraid of the dark. Okay. All right, well, bon voyage. Good luck. And see you around.
Thank you again.
Thank you so much.
So,
later, shitbags!
I think that was a Santiago.
So, everything just goes bright white.
I want to be like at the as we're being teleported away. I'm going to be like, wait, how are we going to get off the missile battery?
you get teleported.
I did kind of think of that, but
I was waiting for us to get teleported before I said that, so I could be like, wait, how are we going to get off the missile battery? And then just all of a sudden we're gone.
So everything goes white, and then you blink, and you're standing on something. You look around. You're in a. Looks like some kind of control room. There's a windshield in front of you. Should be not a windshield, but there's a clear wall in front of you.
I'm going to turn on the windshield wiper.
You mean the clear wall wiper?
Yeah. And you look around. You're in, like I said, some kind of control room. Elizabeth, you recognize missile controls and targeting systems. You step forward. Your bodies all seem to work.
Good.
I'm not going to make you roll the stress test for the teleportation.
Good.
And, so you step forward and you see an asteroid outside the window.
I had this terrible thought of you making us do it and then Meyer failing and then losing his last 3 points of stress.
And going insane.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, no, he would hit his... That is insanity.
Lucidity
rating. So he would just go bye bye,
for a little while.
Yeah.
Anyway,
you look out, and there is an asteroid that you recognize from when you left Steels for the first time, and there is it's slowly spinning, and as it turns towards you, you see the hole that is the docking port where the ships go in, and you see that there is a ship in there, and it's a small asteroid. It's just slowly spinning.
Whose ship is that? Was that the ship that was Steeled? Or, guys? Anybody?
Bueller? Can I make a perception check? See if I can...
Sure.
Let's see. Visual?
Does he have any visitors?
Yeah. All right.
I want to accidentally blow up some...
43 out of 65.
It looks kind of like the ship that you guys left in that Amir was piloting, but you left that on Jupiter? But it seems like it's back here.
Has he cooked up more versions of us now?
You don't know. You'd have to go there. You very much opted not to go in.
So this is why I said we should go there and have a nice chat with him before we kill him. Because
Elizabeth, you also see... Are you going to the controls?
Yeah.
So this, you look around, there's a chair and a big bank of controls. You see the missile targeting systems. It also seems that you guys are on some kind of ship. So you're basically on a ship with missiles. So there's a dozen missiles and...
Is scanning for biosign the thing?
I don't think so. But, yeah.
I mean, you could scan for, like, heat signatures, but if there's engines or anything, you know,
yeah,
like a...
Yeah, like, if there's life support going, then the whole thing's just kind of going to be, like, an ambient temperature.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
The planet's alive!
So, you could get around because you're on a ship. And as you guys look back, the room you're in has a door, which you would imagine leads to the rest of the ship.
You have a whole conversation about how it's pointless to save Steel and just kill him, and then you want to have a conversation. And you're a very strange person.
remember...
You've never denied being insane.
Yeah, no, I've never denied. Look, the ship doesn't change anything. Whatever's there just makes this more urgent. He could get off on that ship.
You know,
he could be bringing in help. He could be convincing someone to do something horrible.
He could be convincing us to do something horrible.
That's right.
Ooh, Bull might be there.
Mm-hmm. Oh, God. Blow it up.
The only thing that ship makes me think is that it's imperative we do this immediately. Mm. He's playing some ace in the hole.
Well, we also don't know what he's been up to since the... How long would it have taken us to fucking...
Month. You've been gone for months.
Did anybody hear what Elizabeth just said? It makes this whole thing moot.
What?
Well, I cannot blow up the ship. I cannot blow up that asteroid knowing if it's on the ship there.
So I guess we're docking and going over.
What, is that a gunnery skill?
No, I'll say you there's only one ship in the docking area.
I think what Elizabeth is saying is that knowing that there might be other innocent people aboard the asteroid, she can, in good conscience, blow it up.
Gotcha. Okay.
And I am inclined to agree with her, actually. We can assume who's on there, but we can't be sure.
Well, that's why I wanted to go on there to begin with, to, like, you know, do the final epic battle monologue and then, you know, fight to the death, you know, like in all those great stories you read and movies you watch. It's, there's always...
Then let's dock.
But, right. No, then you guys, I thought we'd just blow them up.
We can still do that, Santiago.
There's no room for you to dock.
There's not. Okay.
You would have to jump across, and I'm not willing to do that.
That you wanted to talk to him.
I did. I mean, like, let's face it, we've been gone a month. We have no idea what kind of backup plans they have or anything.
Is there communication equipment you could just...
Yeah, you could just try calling them.
Hail him.
The only thing we're doing is giving him a chance to stab us in the back.
That's what I feel. I think we should blow him up anyway.
That's not what you just said.
No, I'm saying it's what I wanted to do originally. But now that we're...
James, I didn't realize you were such a fan. You're oscillating back and forth, just like...
Look, maybe the person who's just had brain surgery might not be...
It wasn't surgery.
Damien,
all there like right now.
Damien, what if your brothers are all on that ship?
Oh, wow. Like, what are the likely chances all of his brothers are on that ship?
It spins around not. Again. Written on the back of the ship is USS All the Damien.
It's all not right, well, worth the risk of leaving him alive. They'll die if he's alive. They'll die if they're on the ship and we blow them up. At least I make it out this way.
I agree that we should go kill him, but I'm just saying that maybe we should find a way to go across and not just blow up the entire ship.
Well, I'm in a flex, but I can go in space.
Yeah.
I've got a vaccine.
I mean, we all have vaccines. We can get close and jump.
Well, does the ship have any probes?
No.
No. Okay.
You asked for a missile battery.
Yeah.
What's fair enough. Skill to blow up things with the missile battery?
Gunnery.
You have to be trained in it.
I have 30 in it.
That's 20.
How about this?
I'll sit here with my finger.
Oh, no, you don't have to be trained in it. That's demolitions.
And you guys can go and do that, and then if it goes south, I'll blow things up.
I can stay up and you wanted to talk to me anyway.
No, I didn't really. I'm just saying.
Elizabeth would be the most sensible person to stay. Like,
she's the best with the missiles.
Yes, but she also doesn't want to blow it up. So, I mean, you see.
Well, if she sees...
That's why it's more...
Well, then you're less likely to get murdered by missile.
Elizabeth, if we send you a message that things have gone pear-shaped, and to blow it up, will you?
Yes, let's think of a...
Yeah, you could, like, keep the TAC... I mean, she'll be on the TACnet with you, so you can...
And how do we leave?
Thunderslut.
We don't.
Thunderslut, fine.
We don't.
If we send you the word Thunderslut, know to blow it up. I mean, we'll be on TACnet, so you'll be able to see.
Hard word.
Well, I ran a random named word generator. That was the first word that came up.
That's very strange.
That was the first word?
Yeah. It's random.
Yeah.
I mean, what if we get our communications blocked while we're in there?
If our communications are blocked,
I'll give you an hour.
Then give us an hour, and if you see the ship start to leave, blow us up.
All right.
Okay.
I'm just going to blow ourselves up. If the...
Do you
want
to
stay behind with Elizabeth? No one's asking
you. We can't back ourselves up somehow, or...
Well, you were backed up by Elise before you left for the alien ship.
Right.
So you'd be restored from backup.
Mm-hmm.
Which means that Jimmy Jam Jam over there would have his virus still.
Yes.
Okay, well, I'm okay with being restored from backup.
And you wouldn't know about...
Anything
that happened over there.
Oh.
Don't worry. I'm alive. I'll send it to you.
Elizabeth knows.
Right. If she survives.
Mm. I think I'll stay with Elizabeth because...
that makes no sense.
How does that make no sense? If I die, I get back and I have the virus again and I'm schizophrenic.
That's
how
true.
Does that make no sense for
you
me?
You could tell him and it would just make things worse.
So let's ask an important question. Who's willing to go over there and actually do the talking?
I am.
I am.
Well, then I think the two of you should go. I'm not willing.
All right,
I feel uncomfortable.
I'll go with you two. I can't. We shouldn't just have two of us.
Okay. So, Damien, Elizabeth, and Santiago are staying behind.
All right. So the four of us will go over, and if communications are cut off,
60 minutes.
Give us an hour.
If the ship leaves,
if the ship starts to leave, blow it up. And if we say Thunder Slut, blow us up.
Slut.
Mm-hmm. All right. So the four of you who are going over, make free fall checks.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, that's one of the main reasons I'm not going.
No moxie yet.
Yeah, oh, I can't. Yeah. I have no moxie left. Maybe I shouldn't go.
These are wings that propel herself?
No, they're biological. There's no air.
Didn't our moxie refill when he gave us the nanobots?
No.
Maybe I shouldn't go.
Alright, much better. 38 out of 50.
I only have a 10. Maybe I will stick behind.
You can, if you have any moxie,
no.
You could.
Oh yeah, this will be great.
To someone who's got a better free fall.
This will get three of us are going to fight the final boss. I'm sure it'll be fine.
Can someone hold on to me or something?
I want to
go and fight the final boss, but.
But what did you get, Ryan?
I got a 38.
Any of you get a crit?
No.
No.
I already spent one moxie to re-roll, and I have one left, so I don't want to spend it.
I spend a moxie to automatically succeed. If I spend a second moxie, can I just...
If you want to spend a second moxie. Yeah. How much moxie do you have left?
I didn't spend any moxie last game, apparently, because I had my full moxie.
That sounds wrong, but okay.
So
Bull carries you across,
all right.
Or Stardust.
Good, because with my 10, I don't think I would have made it.
Nope. All right, so you guys float over to, you wait, you get outside the ship and wait for the airlock, the docking bay to get back into view.
Nope.
You jump, you glide over, as you get closer, as you float into the airlock, or the docking bay, you see that the ship is the one that you were on before that Amir was piloting around. And you dock. Someone's going to have to hack the door open.
I've got hardware robotics, hardware electronics, and hardware industrial.
You can do hardware electronics or InfoSec.
InfoSec is much better.
We've got a hacker. We've got a doctor. We've got a fighter.
I'm decent at fighting, too.
I got a 41.
A what?
41.
Okay.
You're the face.
Can I perch myself on the outside of the ship with my railgun sniper, just in case, you know, to get like a view on things? Just to
you see an asteroid.
My
persuasion isn't as high as you would think.
No, she doesn't have any.
That's fine.
As an actress, oh wow.
So she's good at acting, but like persuading someone.
I would say actors have persuasion.
Well, yeah, I mean,
she
I guess
didn't. No, because one of your background was like socially awkward or something,
right?
Chris and I are the talkers.
I would have.
Let me tell you, as somebody who's an actor, we're not all good at persuasion. Some of us are very awkward and strange.
Prove it.
Hi.
Socially graceless is the word. Is the
yeah.
Well, I mean, you were a child actress, so you grew up in your own little bubble where everybody loved and adored.
A lot
you
of actors. A lot of actors are only comfortable being other people.
Mm.
You can play the character someone's good as talking.
And then you hit the real world and
what? Fuck.
Yep.
All right, so you guys float over. Strapper gets the airlock open. You go in. The door closes behind you. You hear the whoosh as the air cycles in, and then the inner airlock cycles open. You see a familiar, poorly lit dark hallway in the rock face with lights sort of embedded in the rock every few feet with puddles of. Pools of darkness in between, and you start bouncing down the corridor.
Bouncy. I mean, probably tell that we cycled the airlock, so no point in being stealthy about this.
Okay. So you, the four of you, go down the hallway. And it opens up into the room with the banks of servers.
We did bring our weapon.
I assume, sure.
Because I wanted to get there, and you're like, you never said you brought your weapons.
Did you bring your weapons?
I do that to my crew all the time.
Yeah, I also didn't say it wasn't on fire, but you didn't say the roll fire damage.
What?
I was saying that Meyer's on fire.
Yeah. Oh. So it opens up into the room with all the servers along the walls.
Oh, hi, Steel.
Yeah, Steel is standing there, and Amir is standing next to him. He doesn't really have a face, so he doesn't look surprised. What are you doing here? I haven't heard from you in months. I assumed that Elise had killed you. Are you all right?
We're fine.
More or less.
By the way,
did you?
I used to be bald.
Oh. Did you have to re-sleeve? Did you recover the ego?
What ego?
The Maldonado ego from Elise.
The one that was incubating in our minds.
Yes, she didn't have it.
Yes, it was not with her.
Amir looks up at Steel, surprised. What? They know? And then Steel...
Oh, you're in on it, too. That makes me really sad.
Steel sighs. Well, that they do. Thank you, Amir.
It's not in there.
Of course Amir's in on it. You resurrected 3 times. You think he didn't know?
It's not in there anymore, by the way. Doc Skelag's cut it out.
Crow?
Mm-hmm. Yes, that's the one. That's...
We met all your old crew. Gavin and Elise and Doc Skelax and Amir and
Lucas. Also Damien.
Mm-hmm. Lucas and Damien and...
at that, Amir goes, wait, you met Damien?
The other Damien.
It's been quite an adventure, yes.
Old lady, Jovian system, not very pleased.
Oh, by the way, he's back, Amir. You might want to run.
Damien Armello's back.
Mm-hmm.
I believe that's the one.
Well, shit.
Is this Amir talking?
Yeah.
Yeah, sorry about that.
And Steel says, well, that's all well and good. What do you want? What are you doing here?
Well,
we're tag-netted. We're not.
Yes. So you can see and hear that.
The message that Damien is sending is, what do you want? To kill you, to kill you, to kill you. Just on all of your little screens.
Strapper ignores that and says...
How many of us were killed by Elise?
Instances of you?
Yeah.
Only 2 of you ever made it there.
What about the rest of us?
Just out of curiosity, what did you do... What was it that you did that made us so aggressive those first 2 times?
You get a message. The answer is, the question is, how many times did you instantiate us, not how many times did we make it to Elise?
And how many times did you instantiate us?
6. 7's in the oven. Should be done soon. It's my last shot before the ship passes by.
So,
we seen it.
Oh, yeah, so, he doesn't really want to play anymore, by the way.
What?
The Sparkle. The entity aboard the ship, the alien ship that you were trying to co-opt with the virus that you transmitted over there?
This is rather certain. He's not going to be dealing with you, if I understand correctly.
You've spoken to the ship.
Of course.
Mm-hmm.
It sent us back here.
We got rid of your little present.
Well, it seems that letting you off the leash was a mistake.
So what was the leash? You had us on a leash?
Originally, you all had kill switches. Previous attempts. Decided you had to experience things in order to incubate the ego. And even if only one of you made it back, that should have been sufficient. Apparently, you were more enterprising than you were the previous occasions.
You fucked up.
It's an experiment. We learn from our mistakes and move forward.
You're a dick.
Not anymore.
Amir, why are you in on this? You seem like a nice guy. It's kind of your thing.
From what? From what everybody said? Yeah.
From what I've heard. That and dying.
I have that in common.
Amir shrugs and says, Steel hasn't led me wrong yet.
You are.
Elise destroyed everything I cared about, and the best chance the system had of protecting itself when she added Firewall. I swore my loyalty to Proxy Steel.
Nobody's saying that Elise wasn't wrong or that she shouldn't pay.
I am.
You're not there. You can't.
I'm just saying because some guy robbed your house doesn't mean that you should go hang out with another criminal because you're angry.
He didn't just rob my house. He robbed my house, killed my family, and burnt it all to the ground.
But what's Steel offering you?
Is he going to take you with him when he steals that alien ship and does who knows what with it?
No, we know what he's going to do.
He's going to regenerate himself back to full potential.
No, he was going to
turn the system into.
He was going to turn the system into a giant Mashiroshka brain.
For him.
For him.
And it's going to destroy everybody in the system, probably you included, and anybody else you may love, like Doc Skylax or Lucas.
Really?
Or,
have you met Doc Skylax? You think I love him?
I don't know.
So to answer your question,
Lucas? Cowboy Ape.
To answer your question from before about what we're here to
Gavin,
do,
Lucas, Damien, never
listen.
Mind.
They destroyed my favorite shock gloves. Never forgiven them.
They mocked me when my shock gloves were destroyed. I vowed revenge.
I can't believe that a man with your fashion sense would be so taken in by this.
Can he be wearing a hat right now?
No, I fully understand. I fully understand. I know exactly what it's like to dedicate your entire existence to revenge.
It's not revenge. I don't want revenge. I want revenge on Elise, but she destabilized the system. She put everyone in danger. If Proxy Steel is able to reform himself, he will be able to protect everyone.
Do you really think he'll do that?
Yes.
Honestly. So you think that making Proxy Steel the king of the burned kingdom is a good idea? Raise him to power just so he can rule over the ashes.
You guys get a message. Proxy Steel's plan to save everyone involves killing everyone first.
Proxy Steel's plan to save everyone is to kill everyone first.
That sounds like something Damien would say. Amir looks up at Proxy Steel. He goes, "Wait, so, is that true? You're just going to turn the whole system into..." No, of course it's not true. They're working against you. It's psychological warfare.
Even if you had no malicious intent, infecting an alien ship with a virus, you had no idea what could have happened.
That thing is very powerful. Who knows what could have happened with that? That's very...
It was powered by two neutron stars.
You guys also get the message. If that's not his plan... Ask him what is.
Then what is your plan to do with the ship?
use it to reform myself, upload my consciousness into it, and then I can protect the system with the power that it has. Like
how would you do that? How? Explain the process.
I would upload myself to the ship. I would be the ship, and then I can protect the system.
Out of character, if I remember this right, the ship, the virus in the ship was going to basically destroy the entire.
The virus in the ship was trying to co-opt it from Sparkle, and
you were going
steal.
To you were going to share the ship with the virus you planted in it.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Come here. Please tell me you're not this stupid.
Play
Amir some XP. What just happened?
Yeah. It wasn't dumb.
I'll send him the XPs of us fighting the virus.
He was a little gullible.
He doesn't even accept your transmission. Because he doesn't know what the fuck you put in there.
You can't just play him, right?
No. Apparently Amir is that stupid. I rolled a 98, so.
No, I don't have a holo transmitter. A holo emitter, rather.
You realize there's already an intelligence in the ship.
It had told me it was going to give me the ship. But you know, it did say that it was...
Yes, it did say that, and then you planted a virus in it.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Can I try kinesics then?
Minus 30.
I'm not going to try, because I'm...
Yeah, he's in a machine that just has an unexpressive... You guys know he's lying. Yeah. Amir doesn't. Bless you.
Thank you.
Oh, you saw the virus right. Firsthand.
Well, here's the thing. If he's not lying, then maybe he's infected with the exurgent virus and he doesn't even fucking know it.
That's a possibility. I mean, you could kinesics him, but it's still minus 30 because it's hard. It's very hard to read him.
Oh, no.
What'd you get?
90 out of 10.
Oh, okay.
With a minus 30.
Oh, I can roll. I can see him, right?
Minus 40 for you.
Why?
Because you're not there. You're doing it through time.
No. Wait. This is 7? Yeah, no.
It's either 57 or 75.
Okay, either way, bro, it's...
James.
It won't be worth me rolling because I have a 25 in kinesics.
Minus 40 for you.
Listen.
You need a poppy?
All right, yeah, no, he's lying. He knows, obviously, he knows about the virus on purpose.
This is ridiculous. Amir, we're going to kill him, and you can help us, or we'll have to kill you too, which would be really sad, and it would be because you're being dreadfully, dreadfully stupid.
We fought that virus. We saw it.
How do you fight a virus? I've been with Proxy Steel.
It had a physical manifestation, if I could speak words correctly. A physical manifestation when we fought it. We know what happened. I don't understand how you could believe him.
Let me ask you this. If he's been willing to lie to us and manipulate us, 6 versions of us and a 7th on the way... What's to stop him from doing it to you?
What makes you so special?
I'm his compatriot. You're a means to an end.
And what makes you think
that? And the first 3 weren't lied to. They just died screaming. I've been with Proxy Steel for a century. I'm not turning my back on him now.
I'm sorry to hear that.
Steel folds his arms and goes, clink, clink. So, this is what it comes down to. Violence. The thing that you do best. I guess I shouldn't be surprised.
Our firewall agents.
And we're here to take care of an existential threat.
Okay, you can roll initiative.
Can I get dice?
You guys should just run out and let
Meyer
blow it up.
Yep.
At least
go! Meyer go shoot, shoot!
16.
15.
10.
Yeah, well, Meyer, you... Yeah, yeah.
16.
19.
Ooh.
Ooh.
Not 10. Ooh. Shit.
Shit.
Oh, I got a 10, too. Shit.
Anyone above a 20?
So 17.
Or at 20? 20 or above?
Nope.
All right.
Mary just gets really angry. Well, you guys are just a bunch of thunder sluts. Oh, shit!
19?
I got a
19,
but...
18? All right.
Oh.
17?
I'm
16?
Right here. Me and Meyer.
Mary...
Stand.
15... Ed, what are you at?
Well, I was going to just open
Ed,
your phone
you
and play with it, but...
Ed, what are you at?
19. He was down to 15. I'm sorry.
You're
I'm
at 15 busy. Now.
Hey. No. Well, Chris was distracting me.
No.
No. No, he was not.
I distracted you after 19.
I said I rolled a 19.
Yes, but he was calling out
Everyone
numbers.
Was calling out numbers. I was going through initiative order like we always do.
You thunder slut. Is that Will?
That's everyone.
By the way, my
right.
language...
This is the creepy picture.
Steel is up first.
English language score is a problem.
You don't see what he's doing, but he is hacking something. Actually, he doesn't have to roll for it. It's his ship. The airlock opens.
So we're in our back suits.
Yeah.
In atmosphere.
You're getting shoot out from
Yeah, the atmosphere is going to rush out.
Yep. So all that's right. His action. Santiago and Stardust, you're up.
I'm going to let myself...
Does that change Amir's opinion of him?
Amir might know.
Might know what? He's going to do the...
That he was going to open the airlock.
I'm just going to let myself...
How he reacts.
I mean, I'm in a back suit, so I'm just going to...
Make a free fall check to not get slammed into shit on the way out.
I might need to grab onto someone.
And aren't you concerned about floating through space forever?
No, because... You guys are in a ship. Yeah. Pick us up, I guess.
You guess? I mean, we could try, sure, but...
Well, you're tac-netted, so you'll know, like, you'll be in radio communication. It's really going to depend on Elizabeth's piloting check.
And how fast he goes.
She's not going to go faster than the ship can go.
Is there like a lifesaver type of thing on the ship that I could, like, if someone gets thrown out, I could throw it and it's got like a rope on it?
No. There's
no
reason for that to be there.
For reasons like this, if there's someone floating in space, you throw the ring
a missile
out
battery.
If someone's floating in space, you bring the ship over to them and open the airlock. You could try to catch one of them.
How's that going to help if I...
It stops their momentum.
Yeah, but then I'm floating.
Oh, that's up to Elizabeth. That'll be up to Elizabeth.
I'm going
to
say, everybody...
Let's see, do I have anything that can help control my... It depends on which way the door or the airlock he opened is.
Particles.
If we're over here and the airlock's over there, they're blowing out away from us.
That'll depend. They're not going to be blown out in one turn.
Yeah, we're going to get in the process of
being sucked
out.
It'll depend on if Elizabeth maneuvers the ship in front of them or not.
You guys want to come pick us up and blow this shit?
My question, in other words, was we're not already in front of them.
All right, so that's what he's doing. Stardust, you're just riding the wave. Santiago, you're on the ship. Amir is clamped down on the ground. Fitz, make a free fall check.
I might need to grab onto someone.
What if you guys should just drop a grenade on the way out and laugh?
Well, 57.
Well, the grenade would get.
Yeah, the grenade
would go with.
That's
what?
How, that's how Damien ended the last game.
Okay. You take.
Didn't work well for him either.
No.
What's your kinetic armor?
16.
All right. You don't take any damage, because I rolled a 4. but you kind of get slammed up against... You get the wind knocked out of you, but you don't take any damage. But you, like, hit a wall, or you hit something on the way out and kind of go tumbling. So you're going to have to make another free fall check, but it's going to be harder because now you're kind of spinning.
Mm-hmm.
Next turn, you'd have to make a free fall check. Mary and Elizabeth.
What's up, maneuvering the ship?
I'll make a piloting check.
I mean, I got a fall. There's not much I can do, but I have a horrible free fall rating.
Roll it.
Nope, 92 out of 10.
Okay. What's your kinetic armor?
10.
All right, so you take 1 point of damage.
I give up. I die.
Mary turns to paste, and now she's just a backsuit floating. Same thing. Because you failed, now you hit your head and kind of get dazed, and you're spinning now. So
my next one will be harder than rolling it at 10.
Yes.
Okay.
It will be at minus 10.
Oh. Anyway,
what's that game where if you get stuck, you hold the button, and you just pop?
A couple?
Yeah, there's multiple games like that.
Little Big Planet.
Yeah,
that's the one
I was going to go for.
And Strapper.
Well, I'm just getting hit all the way out.
Strapper is also going to let himself get sucked out.
Okay. So free fall. Okay.
Woo, 49 out of 50.
All right, so you manage to maneuver your body so you don't smack, you don't like hit anything hard. You kind of like push yourself off walls as you're going, but you're getting carried out with the momentum. So you hear in your headsets, "See you next time" from Steel. And you're getting sucked out. So, Elizabeth, do you tell them that you're in place?
Yeah.
Okay. So Elizabeth is there to catch you. So now make free fall. You all have to make another free fall check.
I failed.
You can get a crit. If you fail the last one, no, you succeeded. You moxied it, right?
What crit can I get? Oh, double it has to be double zero.
Yeah. So minus 10 for Will and Eric.
No.
Is there anything that the two of us that aren't piloting in the ship can do?
You were inside.
So if I have a moxie, can I moxie to? I've got a 46 out of 50.
Let me make it minus 5.
No. Can I moxie to grab Mary?
Did you succeed?
Yes.
Then you can spend a moxie.
So if we succeed this one, we get on the ship.
Well, you'll basically hit the ship and stop getting blown out into space. Okay.
So if I spend 2 moxie, I can do it to myself. If I spend my last 2 moxie, I can get onto the ship and bring Will with me.
Will, you fail?
Will fits
with me. I failed 48 out of 45.
Yeah, well, the other thing, Chris, Santia, Damien, it would take you too long, unless you're already wearing your vac suits.
Yeah, I mean, we were wearing them when we left.
Make a moxie times 10 check.
Give me my dice back.
To see if you can basically get through the airlock fast enough. Actually,
times 10.
Yeah. Full moxie. No.
They've been pretty much just watching this whole time.
Yeah, well, I mean, the airlock has to cycle is basically the problem.
Well, I was...
No, James is already outside.
I was already perched
outside. Well, they already did it. So you kind of grab them as they're going. Or if you want to save your moxie, first, James, you can make a reflex times 3 check.
To see if you can grab Fitz.
Yeah.
Yeah, 21 out of 45.
Okay, so you could save that one moxie if you want. So the three of them, it's not pretty, but you basically smack into the ship.
Ooh.
And don't go away.
Thunder slut! Thunder slut!
Fitz, you see the ship coming and realize that you're like, you just...
Wait, I'm not... The part of the ship that I'm grabbing onto isn't the missile, is it?
No.
Thunder slut!
Fitz, you realize you like scrape over the ship and keep going, and you realize, fuck, you're just... going, and then you feel something grab your foot, and you turn around, and Santiago has you.
But as he scrapes across the ship, his skin gets peeled.
And I think I'm going over when Bitman gets a hold of me.
Stupid armor not working.
Oh, thank you so much.
I got you.
Oh my goodness, thank you.
I'm keeping the
dice.
33, I credit the ship.
Okay, so you bring the ship back, so... the asteroid's rotating at a decent... It only takes a few minutes to get around. So you... they open the air... You wait for them to get in first, just in case. And by the time you guys are in, it's coming back... The airlock is rotating back around. And Elizabeth, you feel the little... from the maneuvering thrusters as Elizabeth gets it into place. Mm-hmm. And are you just going to fire them all?
Yeah.
Okay.
Could she lose some stress from using the missile?
Yes. Give me a second. So, Elizabeth, you see there's like the whole... You see now that whole clear wall in front of you is like one big AR targeting display. So you see there's like numbers and angles and coordinates. But what you guys don't get. What you do understand is the circle that centers and goes boop, 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 and glows red. And you just see... missiles. You just fire them all?
Oh, yeah.
You see a dozen missiles just go shooting out from, like, the sides and above. It basically, for a second, it looks like the screen is just shooting forward. And these missiles sort of spiral around and tighten up, because they're smart missiles, and they go flying right into the docking bay, the airlock. And you see 11 of them go disappearing inside. One of them hits the ship in the airlock and blows it up. And there's a second of nothing. And then all of a sudden...
I'll play a message. Boom. Hi, Mitch.
I'm picturing
there's nothing to send a message to.
I'm picturing that there's just like a beat, and we cut back to Amir and Steel like standing in the absolute silence of vacuum.
Yeah.
And then Amir like beams to Steel. Did she just call us a thunder slug? And then just
From their point of view, they actually see a missile come streaking in because it was maneuvering down the corridor.
Did he just call us a thunder slug? Is that a missile?
What is that? And then it cuts back to you guys. There's just a gigantic explosion. The asteroid.
Is there a big enough pause for me to turn to? I ran down the hall, didn't I? Can Amir's last words be my shot club?
What do you mean? No, you're all together. You're all in the ship now, watching.
Is there a long enough pause for you to go, did it work?
Yes, yeah. So then there's a pause. Like, the missiles go inside. One of them blows up the ship. Did it work?
Wait for it.
Well, you don't hear anything. There's just a flash.
Wait for it.
And you're all, even with your enhanced vision, blinded for a second. And when you look back, you blink your eyes, and what was an asteroid is just expanding rubble. And you hear...
Tiny rubble?
You hear a tink, 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 as rocks and little bits of metal come hitting the glass.
Two shock globes just land.
Two shock globes.
Yes. Two shock globes, hands still in them, smack against the windshield, and then go cascading over the top.
Skinless hands?
You can't tell. They're in shock gloves.
They're probably skinless.
Oh, no. Hmm. These are Sectui shock accessories.
Those
the hands are perfectly intact.
You're right. Quality shock gloves.
Well made.
Nice shot.
I'm actually really sad.
Wow. He seemed nice. That was very impressive, by the way.
Well, thank you.
Did anybody hear...
And that was very impressive for you catching me.
Did anybody hear what he said?
No.
See you next time.
Yes. He had to know what ship we were on. He had to know that there were missiles. He had to know that the asteroid didn't stand a chance. So why would he say something like that?
Well, why would he launch you out into space? Maybe he thought...
Why would he do that? Exactly. He had a better chance of killing us in the ship.
Maybe he didn't think that.
Or maybe he's still overconfident.
Somewhere.
Or maybe we should just all watch our backs for the rest of our lives.
Which is forever.
Not like I wasn't already going to do that, considering some of my brothers.
Okay. So, we move into epilogue. So, Elizabeth, you pilot the... You could pilot the ship anywhere you want, so where do you want to go?
I don't know.
Hollywood.
Why don't we go back to Elise's?
It's
gonna
take forever.
Because Damien just kill her.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I would probably.
You're in the few days to get
I might
to
bide my time. I'll talk to Elizabeth once.
To where?
Utopia. Well,
it's
oh, no, you can't pilot the ship there.
It's not a physical.
Oh, well, yeah,
it would be. It would be like a. Yeah.
Well, that's what I'm asking. Yeah. So you guys are all on the ship. Where are you going?
What's the closest place to?
Regba.
I mean, the closest major settlement would probably be Sirius.
Do you still have any missiles?
No.
Then we don't need to go to Legba. Yeah, of course, seriously. And then
you can go your separate ways from there if you want.
I might go party with Elizabeth.
All right, so
not
you...
Not Elizabeth, Elise.
Well, I want
to... So, well, as you're heading towards Ceres, you get a message from Elise. So Steel just blew up.
Yeah.
And you're back. I'm thinking that's not a coincidence.
Oh, no.
I keep telling him I'm professional with gunnery skill.
Yeah, well, good fucking job. There's nothing left.
bad news.
So we made contact with the entity aboard the ship. Steel had transmitted some sort of virus in a crude attempt to upload himself and usurp the alien being's control.
We killed it, though. We took care of it, yes.
Well, that's good.
It was a building.
Okay.
It was the first and probably last time.
No, it was the second building. It was the second building we fought.
It was?
Yes, in Elizabeth land, we fought that.
Oh, I was eating chips.
Building monster.
That was more of a pile of rubble.
It was a destroyed building.
It was part of a building.
Tell Athena we're sorry that we lost her fork.
Oh, yeah, she figured she lost communication with us. What happened?
Well, the ship tried to scan the entity, and the entity overreacted.
Ah, well.
He apologized.
I don't think Athena's going to be too broken up about that.
That's disconcerting.
She's got lots of forks, I think.
We also have to kill Amir.
Yeah, sometimes one of your forks dies. It happens.
It's all right. It's not the first time Amir died, and it probably won't be the last.
Before we hear,
he was fiercely loyal to Steel.
Very much.
Steel? Yeah, yeah, he was.
Was there any way Steel could?
Do you know if he had any backups?
None that I'm aware of. Why? Why do you ask?
Well, it's too easy.
He said, "See you next time." When he ejected us out of the airlock before Elizabeth blew him up.
Maybe he was just too polite to cause cuts.
We were in the ship. He had more of a chance of fighting us.
Steel's base didn't have many external sensors. It was meant to be very stealthy and low key. If you were in a ship, especially from what I'm assuming you told her the story and everything,
yeah, like
that, especially one that probably just materialized there, he might not have known about it. Or at least not what kind of firepower it had. My guess, he was...
Talking about our seventh?
Yes, yeah. It's possible, yeah.
That'd be my guess.
Well, we just have to hope that's the case, I suppose.
Look, Athena and I have been on his ass. We have not seen him try to make any kind of... I mean, he might have had a backup on the station, but as far as we know, there's nothing in the system. That was it. That was Proxy Steel.
I mean, it might be dangerous, though, depending on when last time he got...
What if it was an alpha fork?
It wasn't. It couldn't be. Out of character, an alpha fork of a seed AI is too... big. Like, the reason Steel was a Delta Fork only because you could only fit so much into a physical body.
Oh.
A seed AI, their ego is just so large, it can't fit into a physical body. Steel modified his body to fit more of his ego, so he was more than what a regular, quote-unquote, regular Delta Fork of a seed AI would be. But he was still... It was still just a fraction of his whole self.
Amir might be dangerous, depending on what else he backed up was.
No. Amir by himself is not dangerous, and we could take care of him. He's a good errand boy, and fiercely loyal, but without Steel, there's not much he can do.
But his backup has Steel on it. Like, parts of Steel in it.
Like we had... Alexander Molinaro.
Charles.
No, it's Alexander now.
Is that possible?
Oh, I don't know what I'm talking about now.
What?
Alexander McDonald?
I'm thinking of my cousin. Dude, oh. Alexandra. No.
Oh.
Your cousin was never in this game.
Or was she? I don't think so. I mean... That would require some intense psychosurgery. It's possible, but it wouldn't be able to regrow Steel like that. It's the process of Maldonado in your heads was kind of a rarity born out of you all being locked in a damaged server for a century. There was a bit of bleed through that can't really replicate. Did you ever read Jekyll and Hyde, the original?
Yes. Mm.
So it was like that. It was an accident. You can't replicate it. No, not no. The book. In the book, the thing that made Hyde was an accident, and Jekyll tried to recreate it, but he couldn't, because one of the ingredients he used was very specifically corrupted. It was like that.
Wait, Jekyll? And is Eleanor living?
I think more that Maldonado was Jekyll.
Mm-hmm. So we're Hyde.
No, Jekyll. Yeah, you're Jekyll. Maldonado was Hyde.
Oh, that's better.
Well.
So you guys can come back here whenever you want. Welcome anytime.
I think I'll do that, because you have my seed.
Yeah. Yeah. Cool.
What can we do now?
I mean, whatever the fuck you want.
Can I hang out with you?
Sure.
Groovy.
Hanging out with yourself.
Yeah.
All right, so it takes you a few days to get to Elisa's. You dock there.
Oh, do you have psychologist's son?
What?
Damien isn't going to go to Elisa's.
Well, you got one ship.
Okay. And that's the first you can't.
You got one chance.
Then I'll go.
Well, I want to go wherever I can go. I thought we stopped in Sirius.
Yeah.
Are you?
Yeah.
Then you said you're going to Elisa's.
No, we said.
Oh, no, you're right. Okay, so yes, you stop at Sirius. Okay. So you go to Sirius. You don't go to Elisa's yet.
Yeah, well, when I get more.
Yeah, so Sirius is a major hub. So you go to Sirius.
So, Damien, about this revolution.
Yes, I have to go find your mellow and start it back up. Are you interested?
Yes. Yes, I am.
Perfect. We'll get right on forking ourselves.
All right.
It was the funniest order, but
first time of the game. I'll see if ever. I can find a ship.
Failing those sand checks as you take the cortical stacks with your egos, soon to become enslaved egos on them.
All right, so you're all in Sirius, and from here you can go your own separate ways. This is your goodbye. So Damien and Bull are going to go off and start their slave revolt. Where are the rest of you going?
Well, Mary's going to have a good long goodbye with everyone. She's grown fond of everyone. So she would be aware of what you're going to do, Stardust?
We weren't being secretive. Uh-huh.
I need to be aware of it also. What?
Why do you want to be invited?
No. I'm curious. I don't know exactly what you're doing.
We're going to go start a slave revolt by selling ourselves into slavery and then revolting.
Oh. Okay.
We're basically going to go and be slaves somewhere and fight the slavers.
We're just going to flood the market with dangerous slaves until there are so many that there's no way a revolt can succeed. Huh. It might take a while. I wouldn't go to the inner systems where the slaves...
Everywhere.
Yeah.
Where are they concentrated?
There's no... No. I mean, they're not allowed anywhere.
Yeah, but I thought they were allowed in, like, the Jovian Republic?
No, because the Jovians don't really believe in uploading or any of that transhuman stuff.
They're kind of ignored in the main belt, which is more like, you know, libertarian, government-free paradise.
Yeah, probably Mercury, too.
I wouldn't say they're allowed, because if people find out that you're a slaver, they're probably going to come kill you. But,
yeah, Mercury is all
Argonauts. I was
going
to say avoid a place where there's a lot of slaves, but apparently there's not
There's no place
to it. Just...
It's not like you could say they're in the south and that's where the slave... It's spread out over the entire system and...
I mean, I thought there was like a...
I mean, Legba is the place. Other than that, it's pretty spread out.
You still use south in space?
Whoa!
Well, I assume Mary wants to give her goodbyes to everyone. She's probably going to go back into... trying to get her name out there again as an actress. She might even try to do a little bit of screenwriting using some of these experiences, changing names and situations to try to put some interesting film up.
Okay.
You're going to do Stray Thoughts, the XP?
Promise me.
Yeah.
You'll play me.
Wait. You don't want her to play herself?
No.
That would be too obvious. Give it away.
She could just play everyone.
Oh, that's true.
That's true.
Mm-hmm.
She could just fork herself.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just everyone make sure to keep in touch. I want to hear everything from all of you. I've grown very fond of everybody here.
Well, I
want
to go...
And Fitz, I'll miss you most of all.
On all those lovely, deep conversations we had.
Mary bursts into tears, grabs Fitz, and just kisses him.
I want you all to promise me anybody needs help Fitz with anything her back. Ever.
That didn't actually happen, Will.
Oh.
Fitz moves in on her and kisses her.
Do not be afraid to call me. I will come and help with whatever.
We're trying to stop slavery, so that would be...
Yeah, whenever you
it's
guys...
It's a noble goal.
Well, of course, it's an open invite to all of you.
If any of you want to be enslaved to start a revolt, just let us know.
I can see how it's not a tempting offer.
Yeah, I'm going to stay out of that one.
I'm afraid I must as well, but I wish you the best of luck.
Well, please, when you guys start their revolt, let me know.
Is that something you're into? I have no idea.
What?
Goodbye.
Fitz, what are you doing?
I think Fitz would want to
watch football.
He's going to put on the game.
He's got to get his gig. He's got to get there. He's got to catch his gig.
He's got to go be a mirror.
He's got to go. No. You should go look up Shakes. See if you can find hid Shakes.
Trying to find Shakes.
The one bit of backstory that I forced on Will.
That was another thing. I was thinking of Mary eventually maybe trying to speak to her parents again. Give me a good amount of time.
Oh,
yeah.
Shakes again. I ship you so hard.
And then also working on medical knowledge because
you suck at it.
I do.
Fitz and Shakes is such a good ship that it doesn't even need a portmanteau.
All right, so Fitz is going to go look for his long lost love.
I can add this to my fan fiction.
Elizabeth Strapper, where are you going?
I'm going to Elizabethopia right now.
Okay. And Strapper is going to recover his seed from.
To Elizabeth.
I'm sorry, Chados. I had to say it again. Strapper is going to go recover his primary code. His Bitman box.
Ooh.
Jesus.
Ew,
oh,
well.
Say, at least say, thank you.
That felt awesome.
All right.
Oh, my God. I just smelled it.
Was it awesome?
And the fan is blowing the opposite way.
The listeners have to understand the distance between Chris and Will right now.
I was coming your way.
Yeah.
I'm sure they can
hear it because the mic's picking up on these different sides of the couch are different.
All right.
Which of us listening to their car hear it all around the car?
All right.
It just starts at the driver's side speaker and works its way around the car to the passenger.
All right, guys.
This should be obvious by it. Because we heard when it happened, and then we heard when I smelled it, and the amount of time it took to drift over to me.
Well, you don't know how fast it was moving.
All right, guys, who's going to be the last person to walk out of the ship and then turn around wistfully and turn the light out?
Well, I don't think Meyer is done yet.
Continuing on with
I mean, I'm going to go hang out with Elise.
Oh, that sounds very cinematic. I'm not trying to do that.
Until you guys start your revolt, then I'm going to come help with you guys.
So, Elizabeth, you head to Liztopia. Everyone's excited to see you. Sister, you're back!
Oh, yes. So I have...
Oh, thank God you didn't spit that on me.
I didn't even know what set him off.
I don't know either, but he was drinking when it happened.
I was imagining that being the end. Oh, sister, I'm so glad to see you. Oh, hi!
end of campaign.
Good game, everyone.
Good game, everyone.
We have a lot to discuss.
I like this party. You invited all my friends. Good idea.
So, are you and Strapper, are you going to meet up with the ship? You don't have to go together.
I think Strapper is kind of hesitant about reintegrating with his code because he knows that if he becomes, vastly superior and comprehensible being... He might lose the part of himself that fell in love with Elizabeth.
That's a fort yourself.
Well, that'll be in there.
Yeah. But it might not be,
seemed as logical.
The dominant part.
Overrided.
Well, You don't know.
And Elizabeth's...
How do you fork yourself? One fork can merge and the other fork can stay the same.
So I guess I would talk to her about that.
Have your cake and eat it too.
Yeah, we could.
Or you can use it to power your car.
Yeah, I think Elizabeth also is struggling to see. I'm not sure if she wants to be at a CDA.
Oh, you could use it to run an amusement park, Ryan.
Yeah. It's already got the experience, so.
Yeah.
She has a lot to do in this universe.
But she could do so much more as a CDA.
This is her home.
I understand.
When she's CDA, she's going to go far away.
For now.
Welcome to Fitman Land.
I think you're making the right choice, Meyer. I think Elizabeth is making...
It's totally up to you. I'm not trying to force it on you.
Yes, you are.
No, I'm not.
He's so trying to
I mean, even you. If you even if you do come with, it doesn't mean you have to rewrite yourself and become a seed AI.
This is my home, though. I just got here. All my sisters are here. It's like Damien. All the Damiens are dead, and his plan is... He's trying to redo his plan. Our plan to make all AGI's rights equal has, in the past years, have been destroyed, and now we have to rebuild and reclaim. We're restarting our plans. Start from scratch. Build our way back up.
Scratch you.
Okay. So, Strapper, what are you doing?
C-Strap.
Oh, you can talk.
Yeah.
Hang out with her for a while she does that.
You know, I don't know what you want to do. If you want to reintegrate with your CDA and go. But, if you want to, I'm fine whatever you decide. You live forever, you can always come back.
No.
I do have some, that doesn't mean I don't have fears that when you integrate, you won't be you anymore.
Elizabeth, you've been the only thing that's made this existence worth living.
Oh, I got sick.
And even if I did expand to my full potential, I'm not sure that would be an existence worth living anymore. I can't pass up this opportunity because I don't know when it will come again or if it will come again. I think, out of character, I think Strapper is going to try to do both. He's going to leave a fork of himself to stay here.
You can do that.
And one of him is going to go and
I think that you're welcome back in Liztopia if Elizabeth will have you. So you can go live in digital bliss with her. So you fork yourself. What do you say? What do you say to your fork? Before you reintegrate it with the seed.
It's like a doctor leaving with the other doctor with Rose. Human doctor.
It's really got an eye for flavor.
So your fork says to you, well, one of us has to stay here, one of us gets to reintegrate. Which one's going to do which?
Flip you for it?
Out of character. If you want to make it a little easier, you could edit your feelings for Elizabeth out of your fork.
No.
No? Okay. So you rock, paper, scissors. And one of you reintegrates with your seed, and the other goes to Liztopia. I'm assuming your seed is meeting up at the ship?
Yeah.
Okay. So, the ship that it made eventually, the ship that the AI made eventually winds up back at its coordinates. Strapper has reintegrated, and it just, it feel, you're whole again. It's a, you kind of forgot how much you missed this feeling. And the ship, the sparkle ship, comes by. You see it filling up the view screen, and it absorbs you again. And it just integrates your consciousness into the ship itself. And you feel yourself grow. It just immensely. And then a few years later, you impact in the other star system. And it takes about a decade to transform the entirety of the thing, but Strapper eventually becomes part of this intergalactic.
Quickly. In his eyes, it would be like a blink of an eye, pretty much.
Alien super technology, yeah. Man. Mm. Also, it wasn't as big of a solar system as that.
No, I was joking. I meant that.
We could turn our perception of time way down so that it just, you know.
Yep. Yeah. And so you join up with this collective of other alien machine superintelligences, and they welcome you. It's pretty cool.
Elizabeth is in Utopia.
And Elizabeth, so what do you do in Listopia?
Mint.
I mean,
I'm here. I'm trying to find out.
I'm picturing this big, beautiful, like, he's expanding and he's like becoming this like all-knowing formless entity that's just expanding into the entire system, and then it just cuts to Elizabeth and Strapper sitting there drinking tea
and watching Godfather.
No, Goodfellas.
Goodfellas.
This is quite good.
Mm.
Yes.
Yeah. And there, we should also, like, playing with his sisters to finding ways to advocate for AGIs again.
Okay.
I think Strapper helps you with that, and you occasionally catch him staring up at the simulation of the stars outside, and...
What is this? Darjeeling?
So, we'll fast forward a little bit. Damien and Bull, you meet back up with Y, Yarmello. He's with five other Damians. They're all very happy to see you. You get to work.
Yeah, one in the midst, Shklarmello.
Shklarmello?
That's what Eric wants.
Yay.
No.
Since when have you given Eric Shklarmello?
That's a fair point, too.
the one time it happens, Alex shoots you down.
Fucking asshole!
The one time it happens, he wasted it on Shklarmello.
No, I wasted it on Shklarmello.
Shklarmello.
And you get to work with your slave revolts, with Bull by your side. Y hands you a necklace with a single cortical stack on it. This one's G. Didn't feel right just getting rid of him, so it's yours now, boss.
As
I know a place that we could put him.
Where?
It just cuts to
Caligma,
right?
No. Cuts to Elise, Tiffany's father sitting at the breakfast table. Sitting at the breakfast table, drinking a cup of coffee, and all of a sudden, a gigantic boar man appears at the table. Appears just across from him at the other side of the table.
Hey, guy Oolong.
He cuts to them watching Goodfellas.
This is everyone's go-to.
and then they just stare at each other, and that's
laughing
where that comes
me?
Out.
You laughing at me,
Fitz? You spend months trying to track Shakes down. Eventually, you find this little building in the outback of Mars, and you break a lock off a door and go inside. You kill a security bot, and there is a server running. And Shakes is there, and you manage to, get her out of the simulated hellhole that she was put in.
Shakes is.
And it takes a while, but you manage. She needs a little therapy, because she's been in a simulated hellhole for perceived decades.
You didn't listen to Will, the
The game with
Mine and Will. Oh, you were in that game. It was the game where... No, you weren't there.
It was the game with Mine and Will's backstory.
Shakes was Fitz's old girlfriend, who was a terrorist.
Oh, I wonder if Couple's dating her.
Yeah. And Will's favorite thing about her was that she had a great body.
Yeah. You're ruining Meyer's headcanon here. You're jostling his fanfic.
Well, no, I just said she needs some therapy, but she's okay. Now, and eventually, maybe things work out. Santiago, you didn't realize how unhappy you were. You're much happier now without the voices in the back of your head. It takes a few months to adjust to not having the psychic powers that you've had your entire life. But you do, mostly because you spend those months just partying with Elise. It is a nonstop party, and it is a lot of fun. And eventually, you start getting reports about you start getting mesh reports about uprisings happening all over the system, and you suit up to go help your friends. Mary?
And also go with Mary as support, you know, when she goes to see her parents again. You know.
Okay, yeah, so Mary, you start writing, and eventually the Stray Thought Chronicles goes through a few revision processes, the titles get changed.
I don't know about this Fitz character. Is there really any purpose to him being...
He doesn't seem to do much. I think we could just write him out.
Have the game to sleep.
She would refuse to write him out.
Oh, so it goes through a few edits.
It's very important, and so is his multiple de-skinnings.
That is pretty good comic relief, I'll admit. And the chronicles that you write up eventually become a fairly popular XP show.
Yay!
And it runs for about 4 seasons before it's canceled, but you move on to other projects, catapulted by your success from that. And Mary gets back into the acting world.
Does she play everybody?
Not everyone.
Does she play me?
She promised she would.
All right, so you play Bull. Then Stardust.
Does she do also?
No, Mary? They get someone else to play Mary.
It took 4 seasons for the series to get off the rails.
Why? I figure she would also eventually get back to her parents with
Eddie Murphy doesn't need to fork himself a bunch of times.
It's just one.
What happens with the XP of?
Yeah, well, Eric was talking. I was waiting.
3!
I figured she'd also eventually go back to her parents with Santiago backing her up. I figured that it would not go, like, amazingly, but at least they'd be able to foster a little something.
I don't eat or drink anything.
You get to, like, Christmas card contact with them. Like, you're not calling your mom up every day to chat, but...
Well, you love
you know, you occasionally will send her a message.
I get a little bit of closure and maybe a little sort of having a...
The fact that you're successful without her doesn't hurt either.
True.
As the ship, the alien ship goes...
when I hear that he gets back in touch with his mom, I send Mary a message. Please, don't open this. Share this private message with your mother.
Oh, no.
What is it?
Does she share it?
Stardust asked her to, and Stardust is her friend. Uh-huh.
she opens it, and it it just says, "I hope you're aging well."
Okay.
Before we go on, I've got a good coda for Elizabeth and Listopia Strapper. It's not.
Well, I'm getting back. Okay, I'm getting back around to that. All
right.
And as the months go on, what starts as whisperings in the dark parts of the mesh spread eventually into a viral news story about Armand LaFleur selling his daughter into slavery a century ago. And then her being outed as a firewall agent, things do not go well for him. He loses his holdings in the companies that he has, and now actually loses a good chunk of money. Not by any means actually poor, but...
And for some reason, he's being stalked by this giant pig. But he's running for president.
Why would he be stalked by a giant pig?
Are we talking about...
No, well, because there's two...
Oh, oh. Yeah.
There's the instance that was...
No, this is the real Armand LaFleur. Because he would have been reinstantiated.
Yeah. Technically, yeah. They're both the real Armand LaFleur, but
the one that we have.
I was just Stardust's pet.
He is not pleased.
But his reputation is tarnished.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Ruined.
And
yeah.
Rep is forever.
Yep. He is forever that guy that sold his daughter into slavery. Yeah, and so what were you going to say, Ryan, for...
Oh, I was going to say... Strapper. It's not Goodfellas we're watching. It's Casablanca. You know... If you don't get on that plane, you're going to regret it. Not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon and for the rest of your life. And then Elizabeth kind of looks up, and Strapper looks at her, and they share a moment.
Also, I was thinking how many more AGIs, because they're all kind of gone. So maybe Strapper and Elizabeth like splice their
make a kid
code and make a baby.
Yeah,
I like that.
Did you fuck?
Yes,
we did. You fuck?
We need to make more AGIs.
Well, I mean, there's still plenty of AGIs in the system. It was just the Elizabeth.
I like that too. We're you know, like snuggled on the virtual couch watching a movie, and then all of a sudden there's just a baby AI.
Oh, hi.
Hello. Shows us a drawing of a missile that it did.
Yeah. I'm picturing, mommy,
look at what I made.
I'm picturing it's like Q-Sex from Star Trek, just like. Boop. And then there's a baby AI.
Oh my god, 4 seconds old and already self-aware. They talk so bad.
The baby AI is all of its aunts are infatuated with it. And it has like a dozen doting aunts.
Oh god.
Yeah. It has a dozen aunt Elizabeths.
Poor cheek.
Oh, you man, he's got a lot of ants that are going to steal all his sugar.
Oh, your cheeks are so cute. They're just like little missiles.
And it does appear to have a fondness for missiles. All right, so
that from its
Mary finds love, too, somehow.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And unless there's anything else you want to add, that wraps up the Stray Thoughts Chronicle. Okay. So that wraps up the Stray Thoughts Chronicle. There we go.
Yeah, I think it's wrapped up pretty nicely.
All right. I'm still sad I missed a session. I almost was at every session.
You almost had perfect attendance. You don't get this perfect attendance award.
No. Only Adam gets perfect attendance award.
Well, yep.
Nobody had perfect attendance.
Adam did.
Yeah. Ryan?
I think I did.
Yeah, I think Ryan did.
Because I don't think we've ever played Stray Thoughts Chronicle somewhere in Ryan's house.
I've been one where you didn't. No?
I missed one session of Promethean Chronicles.
Yeah. All right, so that brings us to a close. What'd you guys think?
I liked it.
Yeah. My goal was to make a campaign that Ed would play the entirety of and hate.
Well, then you succeeded.
Let me congratulate you on a noble goal.
Thank you.
I was a little sad that I wasn't in the previous Chronicle, so I didn't have a callback character, but there's nothing that could be done about that.
Yeah.
So we didn't have a Derek.
Yeah, you replaced Derek.
Ah.
Sorry you couldn't be here, Derek.
I'm as cool as Derek's character.
What'd you say, Will?
So I misplayed Amir. Amir was a lot more interesting.
No,
it wasn't.
I liked all our characters and how we all worked together.
We
were a good bunch.
I thought we did a good job of finding, like, uplifting themes and messages.
Yeah, no,
the terribly bleak...
So the role-playing you guys did was
transhuman horror game.
I think they should have been more slumber parties.
I think there were plenty of slumber parties.
We could have gone on one more shopping montage.
Yeah, we should have one last slumber party.
Can we
retcon
and say that right before we all left?
Yeah,
like
come on.
All right, No, your last sleepover was the big party on Listopia.
Yeah.
That was your slumber.
Oh, I wasn't there for it.
Well, you picked the wrong game to miss.
Uh-huh. Yeah, I made a cool wardrobe room and everything.
Yeah.
I made out with an Elizabeth.
He did.
Yeah. Did you ever call her, by the way? No.
Yeah. Good. Sure. You better visit.
I was like, yeah, sure.
You better visit your niece.
Jerks.
Eventually, you all get an email from Strapper and Elizabeth with a picture of their child, and you're all awed and terrified at the same time.
Oh, how cute. Do you want to make a little slave out of it?
He's holding a little...
Mary would want to come visit at some point. She wants to try to visit everyone and see...
Yeah, no, you could go...
It'll be weird for little babies and, like, you know, the little... Like,
oh, so you should be horrified.
It's a missile.
No, it's bassinet is a missile. No,
she'd be terrified of not being in her body, but she'd do it for friends.
Elizabeth Progan, the perfect bedroom for each one of you when they want to stay over.
And, I mean, now that you're there, you can program it so they look, their bodies look like their bodies.
Yeah.
All right, so that's the end of Stray Thoughts. I hope the listeners enjoyed. How long? What are we at?
4 hours.
70 billion years.
Wow, we're at 212 already. So that was a whole other session.
Yeah, all right. Well, in that case, this one is called There and Back Again.
There and Back Again, A Hobbit's Tale by Bilbo Baggins.
Holy crap, 70 billion years? That's a long,
I know, right?
Long session.
Yeah. Yeah. Time flew. I didn't know. I'm really surprised the recorder's still going after 70 billion years.
I mean, like, honestly, the world still exists.
Yeah, I'm right. Still, yeah, that we're still going.
It's crazy, man.
I'm surprised that, you know, the house didn't, like, rot around us into dust.
There were people up keeping it while we were doing this.
Oh, I didn't notice.
Oh, yeah, it rotated really quick.
Oh, okay.
You didn't see all the Will clones rolling around?
I've learned to start just ignore Will clones. All right, so that brings us to a close.
Pretty dumb. All you say is Will.
Happy!
Will, any last thoughts for the campaign?
That was fun.
Thank you, Alex.
Oh, well, you're welcome, Will. Thank you.